As teachers walk out of the classroom today and to the state capitol, the state's top education official is not behind their decision.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas has said she not only does not support the walkout today, but she thinks it's unlawful. And she says the Department of Education will not hesitate to take disciplinary action against teachers who do not do their jobs today. I spoke with her earlier about all of this and how she would like to see more money get into our state's classrooms. You've said you are not in support of this walkout. In fact, you've said it may not be lawful. Can you tell us how that is?
No, in fact, striking in Arizona, a teacher strike is illegal in Arizona under a 1971 AG opinion, which is still, we are told by the Attorney General, is still good law in Arizona.
Would your department take action, disciplinary action against teachers if they are going to walk out?
What we will do is we have an investigation unit at the department, and I will say very clearly I'm not threatening any teachers here. I'm just telling them the possible consequences of their action. We have an investigation unit in the department, and if a complaint is filed with about a teacher or teachers who have struck and walked off the job, our duty is to investigate it. Then from there, it goes to what's called the PPAC, the Professional Practices Advisory Committee, that makes a determination and a recommendation to the state board on what the consequences will be. And this is, you know, in this case, it's for the strike. Some cases, it's when teachers break their contract or when they have other unprofessional behaviors. There's a whole myriad of reasons that teachers come before the board for disciplinary actions, but it's up to the State Board of Education ultimately to make that decision. It could be anywhere from no action up to and including revocation of their teacher certification on Arizona Revised Statute 15545.
Right.
But I'm not going to make that decision. I'm going to do my department is tasked with investigating any complaints we receive.
So someone would have to complain about a specific teacher in order to make that process kick off?
Teacher or teachers.
Right. So what if someone files a complaint against the thousands of teachers that are striking, that are walking out? I mean, we are facing a teacher shortage in our state right now. Would it really be the right move, you think, to decertify a large number of teachers?
Well, first of all, we don't even know whether we're talking about decertifying. There could be any range of consequences. But if someone makes a complaint, and I don't know. I mean, I would think, and a lot of this, I'll preface this with, much of this is uncharted territory. We don't know. This hasn't happened in Arizona in decades and decades. But we will investigate it, and I don't think it's legitimate for someone to just put in a complaint against every teacher in Arizona who's walked off. But, you know, perhaps a parent will complain, you know, my son or daughter has Mrs. Smith, Mr. Jones, you know, whoever, and they did not come to work, you mm-hmm. know. So we, again, this is uncharted territory.
Yeah. What about districts? Some districts are saying they're going to close down and are being supportive of the teachers. Do you think that is there any action your department will take against those people?
I don't know what we would be able to do against a district. In my personal opinion, is that striking is an unlawful, illegal activity in Arizona, and I do not understand how a district can facilitate an unlawful action, and yet many seem to be doing so.
So even though you're not in support of this walkout, you think that it is unlawful for teachers to take this action. Can you understand the frustration and the position they see themselves in here, that they see that they do not have any more options? They feel like they have to walk off at this point in order to get action.
Excuse me, no, they don't. A 20% raise was put on the table for them. I think the appropriate vote a week ago or almost a week ago would have been, do we want to accept a potential 20% increase or not?
Go ahead.
And You know, and certainly no one has been more sympathetic to the plight of teachers in Arizona than I have been. When I came into office the very first year, I held what we called the We Are Listening Tours, traveled all across the state getting feedback from our citizens and our teachers, administrators, anyone who wanted to come to the table. From those town halls, we created the Arizona Kids Can't Wait plan, and I believe the first thing in that plan talked about funding and how to get more money into our education system.
Mm-hmm.
That plan, we've had three versions of that plan. I've done almost 60 town halls across the state of Arizona in 3 years. And last year, as a matter of fact, it was probably almost a year ago to the day, I announced a plan to extend and increase Prop 301 funding. My thought was it would be referred to the voters, increase it to a full 1 cent, and of that 0.4 cents that would be an additional, in addition, would generate $400 million. We recommended that $300 million of that go to teacher salaries, which would have given them an 11% increase. And then we recommended another $100 million to go to school facilities to ensure that our school facilities are safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been very, very supportive of the plight of our teachers, but in my opinion, walking off the job, leaving our most vulnerable children, our precious children, and our families in chaos is unacceptable.
So that plan that you discussed, the Prop 301 extension, that is not the same proposition that the governor has put forth. Do you think the governor's plan is sustainable, or do you understand that some and the teachers' concerns here that that is pulling from money we aren't guaranteed we're going to have in the future?
Well, yes, we do budget 1 year at a time, but that is undetermined, and they have chosen to walk off the job while all of these issues are still being negotiated with the legislature. I mean, quite frankly, right now, the governor is negotiating on behalf of our teachers, and I commend him for continuing to negotiate with the legislature in good faith, considering the fact that the teachers are saying they're going to walk off the job tomorrow.
Okay. So assuming teachers are walking out today, and assuming that is going to happen at least today, this walk off could continue for many days to come. What is your message to Arizona teachers, and is there any way you think to strike a compromise here?
My message to Arizona teachers, and I've been consistent with this since the vote last week, is to show up at your schools tomorrow and do your job. And please let the legislative process work through, because we're still in legislative session. As far as I'm aware, negotiations are still going on. The governor is trying to make this plan work. They have a duty to be at their jobs just by virtue of the fact that they are public service workers. That is the nature of the job that they have. But nonetheless, they've got a very attractive offer on the table, and yet they're walking out. I encourage them to let their administrations know that they will be at their jobs in their classrooms where they need to be tomorrow.
All right. That's Diane Douglas, the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Diane, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.